You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. And joining me as always for this segment, local food expert and writer Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Lisa Berry.
You can also hear Jessica every Sunday afternoon hosting The In Crowd right here on 89.1 WEMU. And we have a special guest, as we like to do, bring in somebody else with a new perspective and expertise. And today it's Ann Arbor correspondent for Eater.com, John Reyes. Hi, John.
Hello.
First, give us a quick explanation. What is Eater.com?
Well, Eater.com is a website that is available across the country, and most of the large cities have their own version of it. So there's Eater Chicago, Eater New York, Eater San Francisco. Eater.com writes about different aspects of the restaurant industry, mostly restaurant reviews, and they put out restaurant maps and such.
So it's like their heat map. Is that what it's called, like the hottest restaurants that are kind of getting a lot of attention in the area?
Yes. Yes, it's their heat maps that get a lot of attention. And they have other maps as far as, you know, best place to get tacos, best place to get a hot dog.
Is it as fun a job as it sounds like it would be, eating your way through Ann Arbor?
I've gained about 20 pounds since doing it.
So have I. And oh, never mind.
So it's got to be, I know from my time at MLife, putting those lists together is a lot of fun.
It is. It really is. You know, every time I go out to a restaurant, I, you know, do the air quotes and say research.
Right.
Oh, I know that. I still do research.
Well, you just put out the hottest restaurants and bars in Ann Arbor, and Detroit Street Filling Station was number one?
So the way that the maps are done is they're done in geographic order.
Ah,
so in this case, it was north to south.
So, but it's still on the top, what is it, 12?
Yes.
Hot places, because it's new, right?
Yeah, it's a curated list, so it's not everything that's out there that's new, but, you know, just really kind of the notable ones.
Things that people are talking about, things that have crowds out the door.
Exactly.
Now, they just recently went through a bit of a change. We had them here recently, and they were talking about the fact that this was kind of the upscale version of the lunchroom, but it sounds like perhaps Ann Arbor wasn't really looking for an upscale version of a vegan eatery, so they've gone back to kind of a fast casual situation. Have you been since they went back to that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I need to check it out, because some of those items on the menu are things I'd been missing, so I'm looking
like
for...
Like what?
I'm trying to think. Some of that was like they have a great banh mi, and they have other sandwiches that people have been saying, oh, I
had the Irish
that.
Breakfast.
Oh, did
there.
You?
Yeah. And that was very good.
Right around that area, we've seen, in the last year, Tea House, which was a favorite destination of mine for their quickie English tea, they have now kind of a more food-oriented business just around the corner, right?
Yes, it's Eat More Tea.
What, it's called what?
Eat More Tea.
What a great name. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Okay. But well, so it means that the products that they're selling that are edible actually have some element of tea in them.
Yeah.
So they've got gelatos and they've got macarons, and they're infused with, you know, they have a whole wall of different types of
different teas.
So you may have like an orange-scented tea that goes into the macaron. And macarons.
Bringing up the big one, because I was just downtown and saw a macaron. Is it, here we have to, first we have to clarify, is it macaron, macaroon, what's the difference?
I always say macaron.
Do you?
So a macaroon is a cookie that has coconut.
Okay.
And a macaron is a French cookie that is made with almond flour. So it's a gluten-free, it's very airy, as opposed to kind of the dense cookie that you know is a macaroon.
So the difference is not just the pronunciation.
No,
there isn't
they're that. Just a different cookie.
It's like a little sandwich cookie.
Okay, yeah. So there's a new place, La Bonne Macaron.
La Bonne Macaron.
Tell us about it.
So it's from a family that has a location in Grand Rapids and one in Lansing. And as the name of the restaurant suggests, they have macarons. And they have a whole case, I think, you know, maybe 50 different varieties. Maybe not all at one time.
Okay.
And they have in the front of the restaurant, they have about, you know, 5 or 6 bistro tables and banquette tables. It's really light and airy. It's a great place to have coffee and just sit and relax for a while.
You say it's got a distinctive or distinctly Parisian feel. Sounds
it does.
Good.
It does. Yeah, with the marble top bistro tables and you know, when I was there, I saw a lot of fresh flowers, and it's just really bright.
Nice. And you say on the weekends we should check out the cream puffs. So now I'm thinking.
Wait, that's a restaurant?
No, it's at the macaron place.
Oh,
they have
cream
puffs. I know, our heads are spinning. There's so much changing downtown. It's exciting. Heading over to the South U area, which I think of as like where all the students hang out, you mentioned this poutinerie. So we go from macarons, which are French, to poutine, which is French-Canadian, right?
Yes, yes.
So in case people don't know, what is poutine?
So poutine is traditionally French fries mm-hmm. with some cheese curds and gravy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so there's different varieties you could do with different types of cheeses and fries or tater tots. And then a lot of places do different types of meats on there. So
uh-huh.
there's could be smoked brisket. It could be pulled pork or chicken.
Does the gravy vary?
Yes, it does. It's, you know, whatever works best with that type of meat.
You know, and some places actually even have vegetarian or vegan poutine, which just seems, I mean, vegan poutine seems a little odd since it's based on a meat gravy and cheese curd. But vegetarian ones are made often with mushroom gravy, so that's pretty cool.
So now there's a restaurant in Ann Arbor dedicated to just poutine.
To just poutine.
Down the road from there is something that definitely sounds interesting to me. And it's a restaurant that went through a transformation from a burrito joint called BTB Burrito,
yes.
to this new place. You want to tell us about it?
Yes, it's Cantina Taqueria, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a new chef who is a James Beard nominated chef, and he's come out with a variety of maybe six different tacos, and these aren't the usual tacos that you see. They do have the carnitas mm-hmm. and the carne asada, but then they have a mushroom one. And then they have one with pork belly with grilled pineapple.
So kind of like elevated tacos.
It's definitely elevated.
But is the restaurant upscale? Is it?
No, it's still kind of a fast casual.
Okay.
You know, you order at the bar.
So it seems like it's one of the better deals, right? So you've got elevated food at a reasonable price, and it's really Instagrammable. So the pictures that
I keep seeing
from there are just beautiful.
And a distinguished chef.
Yeah, awesome. Right? So that's a great deal. And then heading a little south from there to the Burns Park neighborhood, we've got a new great little grocery shop, kind of like a 24 or like a 7-day-a-week farmer's market, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's Argus, and they have the original
right.
one is still open on
yeah.
Liberty,
mm-hmm.
and they opened up this one in on Packard, and they it's basically a 7-day-a-week farm. Farmer's market.
It's their second location, and farmers bring in fresh produce. And
yeah.
I was in there the other day. They had some unusual items in there, and so probably very welcome in the neighborhood.
Well, and they have a nice little coffee shop,
yeah.
a place to hang out, and they've got a lot of baked goods. So, I mean, I can walk there from my house, which is really nice. And you get all seasonal. It's seasonal, obviously, because it's coming from farmers
right.
in the area. And what I love is that you pick your favorite looking tomato, right? And then you get a little barcode.
Right.
That's unique to that farm, and you bring it up to the counter, and that farmer gets the money for that you're spending on your produce, and it all stays in the community, which
it's
is pretty cool.
It's a terrific model.
Love that.
John Reyes is the Ann Arbor correspondent for Eater.com. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you.
And Jessica, we'll hear you Sunday afternoon.
Thanks as always, Lisa.